The 30th flash. The 30th flash of the 31st letter, and a fruit of Eskishir prison. This consists of 6 points. Just as Meva Rusalisa, the fruits of belief, was the supreme lesson of the Denizli school of Joseph, and El Hejutuz Zehra, the shining proof, was a most valuable lesson of the Arfian school of Joseph, so too a powerful lesson of the greatest importance of the Eskishir school of Joseph is this 30th flash, which expounds 6 points about the 6 divine names bearing the greatest name. Everyone will not immediately understand and appreciate the profound and extensive matters in the pieces about the names of ever-living and self-subsistent from the greatest name, but they also will not remain without a share of them. The first point, the divine name of Most Holy. This point concerns one aspect of the divine name of Most Holy. It is appropriate that it should form an addendum to the addendum of the 30th word, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. And the earth we have spread wide, and how well have we ordered it. Quran, Surah 51, verse 48. One manifestation of the divine name of Most Holy, which is one meaning of the above verse, and is the greatest name, or one of the 6 lights contained in the greatest name, became clear to me in the month of Shaban in Eskişehir prison. It demonstrated with complete clarity both the divine existence and divine unity. I saw it as follows. The universe is a vast, constantly working factory, and the globe of the earth a hostel and guest house, which is continually filled and emptied. Generally, factories, hostels, and guest houses, which are thus used, become much dirtied and spoiled with filth, debris, and rubbish, and putrid matter accumulates in all parts of them. Unless they are kept with care and cleaned and swept, they cannot be occupied. Human beings are overwhelmed by the dirt. The factory of the universe and guest house of the earth, however, are totally pure, clean, and spotless, and completely unsoiled, untainted and fresh. There is nothing unnecessary, nothing without benefit, not a random piece of dirt to be found. Even if there is, apparently, it is quickly thrown into a transformation machine and cleaned. This means that the one who looks after this factory does so very well, and its owner is such that he sweeps and cleans and orders the vast factory and extensive palace as though they were small rooms. In relation to the size of the huge factory, there is no dirt or rubbish remaining from its filth and debris. Indeed, considering its size, its cleanliness and tidiness are remarkable. If someone does not wash himself and clean his small room for a month, they will become extremely dirty and soiled. That is to say, the cleanliness, purity and luminosity in this palace of the world arise from a continuous, wise and diligent cleaning. If it was not for this cleaning, sweeping, and careful tending, in 1 year all the 100,000 animal species would have been choked on the face of the earth. Also, the debris of the globes in space and the heavens, which manifest life and of satellites and stars, would have smashed not only our heads and those of the other animals, but also the head of the earth itself and of our world. They would have rained down on our heads rocks the size of mountains, and driven us away from our homeland in this world. However, for a long time past, if, as a warning, a few meteorites have fallen as a result of destruction and reconstruction in those lofty worlds, they have not broken any heads. Furthermore, the corpses of 100,000 animal species and the debris of 200,000 plant species each year on the face of the earth, resulting from the alternation and struggles of life and death, would have so utterly filthied the land and sea that the conscious creatures, rather than loving and delighting in the face of the earth, would have felt disgust and aversion at such ugliness and fled to death and non-existence. Just as a bird cleans its wings with ease and ascribe his pages, so also are the wings of the aircraft of the earth and the birds of the heavenly bodies and pages of the book of the universe, cleaned and made beautiful. So much so that those who do not consider the infinite beauty of the hereafter and think with belief become lovers of this cleanliness and beauty of the world. They worship it. That is to say, this palace of the world and factory of the universe display a greatest manifestation of the divine name of Most Holy, whereby it is not only the carnivorous cleaners of the seas and the eagles of the land which obey the commands proceeding from that sacred cleansing, but also it is cleansing officials which gather up corpses like worms and ants. Like the red and white blood corpuscles flowing in the body obey those sacred commands and do the cleaning in the body's cells, so does breathing purify and clean the blood. And as eyelids obey the command to clean the eye and flies to brush their wings, so the extensive atmosphere and the clouds obey it. The air blows upon the pieces of dust and soil settled on the surface and face of the earth and cleans it. The sponges of the clouds sprinkle water on the garden of the earth and become the dust and soil. Then, in order not to dirty the sky, the air quickly collects the earth's rubbish and withdraws and hides itself with perfect orderliness. It displays the beautiful face and eye of the skies as swept and polished, all sparkling and shining. And as the stars, elements, minerals, and plants obey the command to clean, all particles and atoms also obey it. They pay attention to the cleanliness within the astonishing upheavals of change and transformation. They never congregate anywhere unnecessarily and get in the way. And if they do become soiled, they are quickly cleaned. They are impelled by a hand of wisdom to acquire the cleanest, neatest, and most shining states and the most beautiful, pure, and subtle forms. Thus, this single act, that is making clean, which is a single truth, is a greatest manifestation of the greatest name, the name of Most Holy, which shows itself in the maximum sphere, that is, throughout the universe. Like the sun, it shows directly to the eyes that are far-seeing and the broad-sighted, the divine existence and unity together with the most beautiful divine names. It has been established with decisive proofs in many parts of the Risale-Nur that since the act of ordering and order, which are manifestation of the names of sapient and all-wise, and the act of weighing and balance, which are a manifestation of the names of justice and all-just, and the act of adoring and munificence, which are a manifestation of the names of beauteous and all-generous, and the act of sustaining and bestowal, which are a manifestation of the names of sustainer and most compassionate, are a single truth and a single act. They demonstrate the necessary existence and unity of a single being. In exactly the same way, the act of purifying and making clean, which is a manifestation and display of the name of Most Holy, demonstrates, like the sun, both the existence of the necessarily existent one, and like daylight, his unity. And as the wise acts of ordering, balancing, adorning, and making clean mentioned above point to a single maker by reason of their unity of kind in the maximum sphere, so do most of the beautiful names, indeed, the 1,001 names, each have such a greatest manifestation in the maximum sphere. And the act proceeding from that manifestation points to the single unique one with clarity and decisiveness in relation to its extensiveness. The self-evident truths and single acts that illuminate the face of the universe and make it smile, like the universal wisdom that causes all things to conform to its law and order, the comprehensive munificence that adorns all things and causes them to smile, the all-embracing mercy that makes all things pleased and happy, the universal providing of sustenance which nurtures and gives pleasure to all things, and the life-giving of life which connects each thing with all things and makes each thing benefit from and to some extent own all things. These self-evident truths and single acts point to a single, all-wise, all-generous, and all-compassionate one, a single sustainer, a single ever-living giver of life, as plainly as light points to the sun. If those hundreds of extensive acts, each one of which is a clear proof of Allah's unity, are not attributed to a single unique one, each necessarily becomes impossible in hundreds of respects. for example, let alone the self-evident truths and single evidences like wisdom, providence, mercy, sustaining, and giving of life. If only the act of making clean is not attributed to the creator of the universe, then the following becomes necessary in the unbelieving way of the people of misguidance. Either all the creatures connected to cleansing from particles and flies to the elements and the stars would have to have the ability to know and consider the adorning, balancing, and cleansing of the vast universe, and would act accordingly, or each would have to possess the sacred attributes of the creator of the world, or each would have to be present at a consultative meeting the size of the universe in order to regulate the equilibrium of the adorning and cleansing of the universe and its incomings and outgoings, and innumerable particles, flies and stars would have to be members of that meeting, and so on. Hundreds of superstitions, nonsensical and sophistical impossibilities like these would have to occur so that the universal, comprehensive and exalted adorning, purifying and cleansing that is to be seen and observed everywhere could exist. As for this, it is not impossible once, but 100,000 times over. If daylight and the imaginary miniature suns represented in all shining objects on the earth are not attributed to the sun, and they are not said to be the manifestation of the sun's reflection, it would be necessary for the actual sun to be present in all fragments of glass, drops of water, and snowflakes glistening on the face of the earth, and even in all the particles of the air, so that the universal light could exist. Thus wisdom also is a light. All embracing mercy is a light. Adorning, balancing, ordering, and cleansing are each an encompassing light. They are all the rays of the pre-eternal sun. So, see how misguidance and unbelief have entered a bog from which there is no way out. See just how idiotic is the ignorance of misguidance. Say, praise be to Allah for the religion of Islam and complete and perfect belief. For sure, this exalted universal cleansing, which keeps the palace of the universe clean, is the manifestation and requirement of the divine name of Most Holy. And just as the glorification of all creatures looks to the name of Most Holy, so also does the name of Most Holy require the cleanliness of all of them. Footnote number 2. We must not forget that bad qualities, false belief, sins and innovation are all instances of moral and spiritual dirt. It is because of this sacred connection of cleanliness that the hadith, cleanliness is a part of belief, deems it to be a light of belief, and the verse, indeed, Allah loves those who turn to Him constantly, and He loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. Quran Surah 2, verse 222, shows that cleanliness is a means of attracting Allah's love. The second point, the divine name of all just. And there is not a thing but its sources and treasures, inexhaustible, are with us, but we only send down thereof in due and ascertainable measures. Quran, Surah 15, verse 21. One point concerning this verse, and one manifestation of the name of All Just, which is the greatest name, or one of the six lights comprising the greatest name, like the first point, appeared to me from afar while in Eskishehir prison. In order to bring it closer to the understanding, again, by means of a comparison, we say the following. The universe is a palace, but it is such a palace that in it is a city, which is being constantly shaken by destruction and reconstruction. And in the city is a country, which is being continuously agitated by war and emigration. And within the country is a world, which is unceasingly revolving amid death and life. But such an astonishing balance, equilibrium and equilibrium prevail in the city, country and world, that itself evidently proves that the transformations, incomings and outgoings apparent in these innumerable beings are being measured and weighed every moment on the scales of a single being who sees and supervises the whole universe. For if it had been otherwise, if causes had been free and unrestrained, which try to destroy the balance and overrun everything, through a single fish laying 1,000 eggs and a single flower like the poppy producing 20,000 seeds, and through the onslaught and violence of change and the elements flowing in floods, or if it had been referred to aimless, purposeless chance, anarchic, blind forces, and unconscious, dark nature. The equilibrium of beings and balance of the universe would have been so utterly destroyed that within a year, indeed within a day, there would have been chaos. That is to say, the seas would have been filled with things in total disorder and confusion, and would have become fetid. The atmosphere would have been poisoned with noxious gases. And for the earth, it would have been turned into a refuse heap, a slaughterhouse and swamp. The world would have been suffocated. Thus, everything from the cells of an animate body, the red and white corpuscles in the blood, the transformations of minute particles, and the mutual proportion and relation of the body's organs to the incomings and outgoings of the seas, the income and expenditure of springs under the earth, the birth and death of animals and plants, the destruction of autumn and the reconstruction of spring, the duties and motion of the elements and the stars, and the alternations, struggles, and clashes of death and life, light and darkness, and heat and cold, are ordered and weighed with so sensitive a balance, so fine a measure, that the human mind can nowhere see any waste or futility. Just as human science and philosophy observe everywhere and demonstrate the most perfect order and beautiful symmetry. Indeed, human science and philosophy are a manifestation and interpreter of that order and symmetry. So, come and consider the balance and equilibrium of the sun and its 12 planets. Does this balance not point as clearly as the sun to the all-glorious one who is all-just and all-powerful? And especially our ship, that is, the globe of the earth, which is one of the planets. It travels an orbit of 24,000 years in 1 year, not scattering or shaking the things stored up and stacked on its face, despite its extraordinary speed, nor throwing them off into space. If its speed had been increased or reduced just a little, it would have thrown its inhabitants off into the atmosphere and scattered them through space. And if its balance was to be destroyed for a minute or even a second, it would destroy the world. Indeed, it would clash with another body and doomsday would break forth. And especially the compassionate balance on the face of the earth of the births, deaths, livelihoods, and lives of the 400,000 plant and animal species. It shows a single just and compassionate one as clearly as light shows the sun. And especially the members, faculties and senses of a single of the innumerable members of those species. They are related to each other with so fine a balance and equilibrium that their balance and mutual proportion show an all-wise and just maker so clearly as to be self-evident. And especially the cells and blood vessels in the bodies of animals, and the corpuscles in the blood and particles in the corpuscles. They have such a fine, sensitive, and wondrous balance that itself evidently proves that they are being nurtured and administered through the balance, law, and order of a single, all-just, and wise Creator, in whose hands are the reins of all things, who has the key to all things, for whom nothing is an obstacle to anything else, directing all things as easily as a single thing. If someone who does not believe, or deems it unlikely, that the deeds of jinn and men will be weighed up on the supreme scales of justice at the last judgment notes carefully this vast balance, which he can see in this world with his own eyes, he will surely no longer consider it unlikely. O wasteful, prodigal, wrongful, unjust, dirty, unclean, wretched man, you have not acted in accordance with the economy, cleanliness, and justice that are the principles by which the whole universe and all beings act, and are therefore, in effect, the object of their anger and disgust. On what do you rely that, through your wrongdoing and disequilibrium, your wastefulness and uncleanliness, you make all beings angry? Yes, the universal wisdom of the universe, which is the greatest manifestation of the divine name of all wise, turns on economy and lack of waste. It commands frugality. With the total justice in the universe proceeding from the greatest manifestation of the names of all just, administers the balance of all things, and enjoins justice on man. Mentioning the word balance four times, these verses in Surah Al-Rahman, and the firmament has he raised high. and he has set up the balance of justice, in order that you may not transgress due to balance. So establish weight with justice, and fall not short in the balance. In order that you may not transgress due balance. So establish weight with justice, and fall not short in the balance. Quran, Surah 35, verses 7 to 9. Indicate 4 degrees and 4 sorts of balance, showing its immensity and supreme importance in the universe. Yes, just as there is no wastefulness in anything, so in nothing there is true injustice and imbalance. The cleanliness and purification proceeding from the name of Most Holy cleans and makes beautiful all the beings in the universe. So long as man's dirty hand does not interfere, there is no true uncleanliness or ugliness in anything. So you may understand how basic to human life are the principles of justice, frugality, and cleanliness, which are truths of the Quran and Islamic principles. And know how closely connected with the universe are the injunctions of the Quran, having spread their firm roots everywhere, that it is impossible to destroy those truths, as it is impossible to destroy the universe and change its form. Is it at all possible that, although hundreds of comprehensive truths like these 3 vast lights, such as mercy, grace, and preservation, require and necessitate the resurrection of the dead and the hereafter, powerful and all-encompassing truths like mercy, favour, justice, wisdom, frugality, and cleanliness, which govern in the universe and all beings, should be transformed into unkindness, tyranny, lack of wisdom, wastefulness, uncleanliness, and futility, through there being no hereafter and resurrection not occurring. Allah forbid. 100,000 times, Allah forbid. Would a mercy and wisdom which compassionately preserve the rights of life of a fly violate the countless rights of life of all conscious beings and numberless rights of numberless beings through not bringing about the resurrection? And if one may say so, would a splendid dominicality which displays infinite sensitivity and care in its mercy and compassion and justice and wisdom, and a divine sovereignty which adorns the universe with his endless wondrous arts and bounties in order to display his perfections and make himself known and love, permit there to be no resurrection, which would reduce to nothing the value of creatures and all their perfections and make them denied. Allah forbid. An absolute beauty such as that clearly would not permit such absolute ugliness. Yes, one who wants to deny the hereafter must first deny all the world and all its truths. Otherwise, the world together with all its truths will give him the lie with 100,000 tongues, proving the compounded nature of his lie. The 10th word proves with certain evidences that the existence of the hereafter is as definite and indubitable as the existence of this world. The 3rd point, which alludes to the 3rd of the 6 lights of the greatest name, the divine name of Sapient. Invite all to the way of your sustainer with wisdom. Quran, Surah 16, verse 125. One manifestation of the divine name of Sapient, which is a greatest name, or one of the 6 lights of the greatest name, and a fine point of the above verse, appeared to me in the month of Ramadan while in Eskishehir prison. This 3rd point consists of 5 matters and forms only an allusion to it, being written in haste. It has remained in the state of the first draft. First matter. As is indicated in the 10th word, the greatest manifestation of the divine name of Sapient has made the universe like a book in every page of which hundreds of books have been written, and in every line on which hundreds of pages have been included, and in every word of which are hundreds of lines, and in each letter of which are hundreds of words, and in every point of which is found a short index of the book. The book's pages and lines, down to the very points, show its inscriber and writer, with such clarity that the book of the universe testifies to and proves the existence and unity of its scribe to a degree far greater than it shows its own existence. For if a single letter shows its own existence to the extent of a letter, It shows its scribe to the extent of a line. Yes, one page of this mighty book is the face of the earth. Books to the number of the plant and animal species are to be observed on this page in the spring, one within the other, together, at the same time, without error, in the most perfect form. A single line of the page is a garden. We see that written on this line are well-composed odes to the number of flowers, trees, and animals, together, one within the other, without error. One word of the line is a tree, which has opened its blossom and put forth its leaves in order to produce its fruit. This word consists of meaningful passages lauding and praising the all-glorious sapient one to the number of orderly, well-proportioned, adorned leaves, flowers, and fruits. It is as though, like all trees, this tree is a well-composed ode singing the praises of its inscriber. It is also as if the all-glorious sapient one wants to look with thousands of eyes on his wondrous antique works displayed in the exhibition of the earth. And it is as if the bejeweled gifts, decorations, and uniforms given to that tree by the pre-eternal monarch have been given such adorned, well-proportioned, orderly, meaningful, and wise forms in order to present them, in his view, in the spring. Its particular festival and parade, that each of its flowers and fruits testifies in numerous ways and with many evidences, one within the other, to its inscriber's existence and names. For example, in all its blossoms and fruits is a balance. The balance is within an order, and the order is within an ordering and balancing which is being constantly renewed. The ordering and balancing is within an art and adornment, and the adornment and art are within meaningful sense and wise tastes. Thus, each flower points to the all-glorious sapient one, to the number of the tree's blossoms. And in the tree, which is a word, the point of a seed in a fruit, which is like a letter, is a small coffer containing the index and program of the whole tree, and so on. To continue the same analogy, through the manifestation of the name of sapient and wise, all the lines and pages of the book of the universe, and not only its lines, but all its words, letters, and points, have been made as miracles, so that even if all causes should gather together, they could not make the like of a single point, nor could they dispute it. Yes, since each of the creational signs of this mighty Quran of the universe displays miracles to the number of points and letters of those signs, in no way could confused chance, blind force, aimless, anarchic, unconscious nature interfere in that wise, percipient, particular balance and most sensitive order. If they had interfered, some traces of confusion would certainly have been apparent, whereas no disorder of any sort is to be seen anywhere. Second matter, first topic. As is explained in the 10th word, it is a most basic rule that infinitely perfect beauty and infinitely beautiful perfection want to behold themselves and show and exhibit themselves. It is in consequence of this basic general rule that the pre-eternal inscriber of the mighty book of the universe and through all its pages, lines, and even letters and points, through the numerous tongues of all beings, from the most particular to the most universal, makes known and loved the beauty of his perfection and perfection of his beauty in order to make himself and his perfections known and to display his beauty and make himself loved. O heedless man, if in the face of the sapient and all-wise ruler of glory and beauty's making himself known to you and loved by you and by means of all his creatures in this brilliant, endless fashion, you do not recognize him with belief, and you do not make yourself loved by him with your worship, you should know just what a compounded ignorance it is, and what a loss. So come to your senses. Second topic of the second matter. There is no place for partnership in the dominions of the universe's all-powerful and all-wise maker. For since in everything is infinitely perfect order, it does not accept partners. If many hands intervene in one matter, it confuses it. If there are two kings in a country, two governors of a town, or two headmen in a village, disorder will occur in all the matters of the country, town, and village. Similarly, the fact that the most minor official does not accept the interference of others in his duties shows that the most fundamental characteristic of rulership is independence and singleness. That is to say, order necessitates unity, and rulership necessitates independence. If a temporary shadow of rulership, an impotent man needy for assistance, rejects interference in this way, the true absolute rulership at the degree of dominicality of one possessing absolute power will certainly reject interference with all its strength. If there had been even the tiniest interference, the order would have been spoilt. However, the universe has been created in such a way that in order to create a seed, power sufficient to create a tree is necessary. And in order to create a tree, power sufficient to create the universe is necessary. And if there was a partner who interfered in the universe, he would have to share in the tiniest seed. For the seed is a sample of the universe. So then, two dominicalities, which cannot reside together in the vast universe, would have to reside in a seed, and even in a minute particle. And this is the most impossible and meaningless of impossibilities and false delusions. No, what an infinitely compounded contradiction, error, and falsehood are unbelief and associating partners with Allah, which necessitate the impotence, even if only in a seed, of the absolutely powerful one who holds in the balance of his justice and order of his wisdom all the states and attributes of the vast universe, and know what an infinitely compounded truth, reality, and verity is divine unity, and say, all praise and thanks be to Allah for belief. Third matter, through his names of Sapient and All-Wise, the All-Powerful Maker has included thousands of well-ordered worlds in this world. Within those worlds, he created man as a center and pivot, who of all creatures manifests and is the means to the wisdom and purposes in the universe. And the most important of the instances of wisdom and beneficial things in the sphere of the universe look to man. And in the human sphere, he made sustenance a center. In the human world, most of the instances of wisdom and benefits look to sustenance and are manifest through it. The manifestation of the name of All Wise is apparent in brilliant form in man through consciousness and the pleasure of sustenance. While each of the hundreds of sciences discovered by means of human consciousness describes one manifestation of the name of Sapient in one realm of creation. For example, if the science of medicine were to be asked, what is the universe? It would be bound to reply, it is an exceedingly vast, orderly, and perfect pharmacy. All remedies are prepared and stored up in it in the best way. And if the science of chemistry were asked, what is the earth? It would reply, it is a perfectly ordered chemist shop. While the science of engineering would reply, it is a totally faultless, perfect factory. And the science of agriculture would reply, it is an infinitely productive, regular, and well-ordered field and garden which produces all kinds of seeds at the required time. The science of commerce would reply, it is an extremely well set out exhibition, orderly market, and shop stocked with most artistic wares. The science of economics would reply, it is an exceedingly well ordered warehouse containing every sort and kind of food. The science of dietetics would reply, it is a dominical kitchen and cauldron of the most merciful, in which is cooked in most regular fashion hundreds of thousands of most delicious foods. And the science of soldiering would reply, the earth is a military camp, although there are 400,000 different nations in that army, in the spring, newly taken under arms, with their tents pitched on the face of the earth. They are given rations, uniforms, weapons, training, and discharges, which are different for each nation, in perfect order, with no confusion and none being forgotten. Through the command, power, compassion, of a single commander-in-chief, from his treasury, they are all administered in the most regular fashion. And if the science of electricity were to be asked, what is this world? It would certainly reply, the roof of this magnificent palace of the universe has been adorned with innumerable, orderly, and balanced electric lamps. However, the order and balance are so wondrous that the foremost, the sun, and those heavenly lamps, which are thousands of times larger than the earth, do not spoil their balance. Although they burn continuously, they do not explode or burst into flames. Their expenditure is endless. So where do their income and fuel and combustible material come from? Why are they not exhausted? Why is the balance not spoiled with their burning? A small lamp goes out if it is not tended regularly. See the wisdom and power of the All-Wise One of Glory, who makes the sun, which according to astronomy is a million times larger than the earth and a million times older. Footnote number 2. You can reckon just how much wood, coal, and oil would be necessary for the stove or lamp of the sun, which heats the palace of the world. According to the reckoning of astronomy, for it to burn every day, piles of wood equal to a million earths and thousands of oceans of oil would be necessary. Now think and say, glory be to Allah. What wonders Allah has willed. Blessed be Allah. To the number of the sun's particles in the face of the majesty, wisdom, and power of the all-powerful One of Glory, who makes it give light continuously without firewood or oil. Burn without coal or oil, without being extinguished, say, all glory be to Allah. Say, what wonders Allah has willed. Blessed be Allah. There is no God but He. To the number of seconds of the sun's existence. This means there is a wondrous order in these heavenly lamps, and they are tended with the greatest care. It is as if the boiler of those huge, numerous, fiery masses, those light-shedding lamps, is a hell whose heat is never exhausted. It provides them with lifeless heat, while the machinery and central factory of those electric lamps is a perpetual paradise. It provides them with light and luminosity. Through the greatest manifestation of the names of Sapient and All-Wise, they continue to burn in orderly fashion. And so on. Through the certain testimony of hundreds of sciences like these, the universe has been adorned with innumerable instances of wisdom, purposes, and beneficial things within a faultless, perfect order. And the order and wisdom given through that wondrous, all-encompassing wisdom to the totality of the universe have been included in small measure in seeds and the tiniest living creatures. It is clear and self-evident that aims, purposes, instances of wisdom, and benefits can only be followed through choice, will, intention, volition, not through any other way, just as they could not be the work of unconscious causes and nature, which will, choice, and purpose, so they could not interfere in them. That is to say, it cannot be described with an extraordinary ignorance and foolishness. It is not to recognize or to deny the all-wise maker, the agent with choice, whom the universe and all its beings necessitate and demonstrate through their infinite order and instances of wisdom they contain. Yes, if there is anything astonishing in the world, it is such denial, for the endless aspects of order and instances of wisdom in the beings in the universe testify to His existence and unity, so that even the most profoundly ignorant can understand what blindness and ignorance it is not to see or not to recognize Him. I might say that among the people of unbelief, the sophists, who are supposed to be stupid because they denied the universe's existence, are the most intelligent. For since, on accepting its existence, it was not possible not to believe in Allah and its Creator, they started to deny the universe's existence. They denied themselves as well, saying, "There is nothing." They abdicated their intelligences, and being saved from the boundless unreasonableness under the guise of reason of the other deniers, they saw they in one sense drew close to reason. Fourth matter. As is indicated in the 10th word, for a wise maker, a wise master builder, to follow carefully hundreds of instances of wisdom in each stone of a palace, then not to construct the palace's roof so it falls into ruin, and all the innumerable purposes and instances of wisdom are lost, is something no conscious being could accept. Similarly, it is in no way possible that having followed out His perfect wisdom, tons of benefits, aims, and purposes in a tiny seed, one possessing absolute wisdom should go to the great expense of the mighty tree as tall as a mountain in order for it to produce a single benefit, a single aim, a single fruit, worth virtually nothing, and so to be wastefully prodigal in a way entirely opposed and contrary to his wisdom. In just the same way, the all-wise Maker attaches hundreds of instances of wisdom to each of the beings in the palace of the universe and equips them to perform hundreds of duties, and to all trees bestows instances of wisdom to the number of its fruits and gives duties to the number of its flowers. For him not to bring about the resurrection of the dead and the great gathering, and for all those incalculable numbers of purposes and instances of wisdom and infinite duties to be meaningless, futile, pointless, and without purpose or benefit, would impute absolute impotence to that absolutely powerful one's perfect order, just as it would impute futility and purposelessness to that absolutely wise one's perfect wisdom, and utter ugliness to the beauty of that absolutely compassionate one's mercy, and boundless tyranny to that absolutely just one's perfect justice. It would be quite simply to deny the wisdom, mercy, and justice in the universe, which may be seen by everyone. It would be an extraordinary impossibility, comprising innumerable absurdities. The people of misguidance should come and see just what a terrifying darkness, obscurity there is in their misguidance, just as there is in their graves, and how they are the nests of scorpions. They should know that belief in the hereafter is a way beautiful and luminous as paradise, and should embrace belief. Fifth matter. This consists of two topics. First topic. The fact that, necessitated by his name of All-Wise, the All-Glorious Maker follows the lightest way, the shortest path, the easiest fashion, the most beneficial form, shows that there is no wastefulness, futility, and absence of benefits in the nature of things. Wastefulness is the opposite of the name of wise, just as frugality is necessitated by it, and its fundamental principle. O prodigal, wasteful man, know that by not practicing frugality, the most basic principle in the universe, you have acted in a way entirely contrary to reality. You should understand what an essential, encompassing principle is taught by the verse, "Eat and drink, but waste not in excess." Quran, Surah 7, verse 31. Second topic. It may be said that the names of Sapient and All-Wise point to and necessitate the messengership of Allah's noble messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, to the degree of being self-evident. Yet since a meaningful book requires a teacher to teach it, and an exquisite beauty requires a mirror to show itself and see itself, and a perfect work of art requires a herald to announce it, for sure a man mankind who is addressed by the mighty book of the universe, in every letter, which are hundreds of meanings and instances of wisdom, will be a perfect guide, a supreme teacher, for he will teach the sacred and true wisdom in the book, that is, make known the existence of the wisdom and purposes in the universe, indeed, be the means of the appearance and even existence of the dominical purposes in the universe's creation, and make known and act as a mirror to the perfect art of the Creator and the beauty of his names, which he willed to display throughout the universe, showing their importance. And since the Creator wants to make himself loved through all his beings, and to be responded to by all his conscious creatures, one of them will respond with comprehensive worship in the name of all of them in the face of those comprehensive dominical manifestations. He will bring the land and sea to ecstasy, turn the gazes of the conscious creatures to the one who made the art with a tumultuous announcement and exaltation, which will cause the heavens and earth to reverberate, and with sacred instruction and teaching and a Quran of mighty stature that will draw the attention of all reasonable people, will demonstrate in the best way the divine purposes of that sapient and all-wise Maker, and who will respond in most complete and perfect manner to the manifestations of all his instances of wisdom and of his beauty and glory. The existence of such a one is as necessary, as essential for the universe as the existence of the sun. And the one who did this and performed those functions most perfectly was self-evidently the most noble messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. In which case, all the wisdom in the universe necessitates the messengership of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as much as the sun necessitates light and light the day. Yes, just as through their greatest manifestation, the names of sapient and all-wise necessitate the messengership of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, at the maximum degree. So too, numerous, most beautiful names like Allah, most merciful, all-compassionate, loving, bestower, munificent, beauteous, and sustainer, necessitate, through their greatest manifestation, apparent in the universe, at the maximum degree, and with absolute certainty, the messengership of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. For example, the all-embracing mercy, which is the manifestation of the name of Most Merciful, is apparently through the One Center's mercy to all the worlds, and Almighty Allah's making himself known and loved, which is the manifestation of the name of Loving, gives the fruit of that Beloved, of the Sustainer of all the worlds, and finds response in him, and all instances of beauty, which are the manifestation of the name of Beauteous, that is, the beauty of the divine essence, the beauty of the divine names, beauty of art, and beauty of creatures, are seen and displayed in the mirror of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and the manifestations of the splendor of dominicality and sovereignty of divinity are known, become apparent and understood, and are confirmed through the messengership of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, the herald, the dominion of dominicality, and so on. Like these examples, most of the beautiful names are shining proofs of the messengership of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. In short, since the universe exists and cannot be denied, observable truths like wisdom, grace, mercy, beauty, order, balance, and adornment, which are like the colors, embellishments, lights, rays, arts, lives, and bonds of the universe, can in no way be denied. Since it is not possible to deny these attributes and acts, certainly the necessarily existent, all-wise, munificent, compassionate, beauteous, sapient, and just one, also, who is the one signified by those attributes, and is the doer of these deeds, and the sun and source of those lights, can in no way be denied. And certainly the messengership of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who is the supreme guide, most perfect teacher, preeminent herald, solver of the talisman of the universe, and mirror of the eternally besought one, and beloved of the most merciful, and the means of those attributes and acts being known, indeed of their perfection, and even of their being realized, can in no way be denied. Like the lights of the world of reality, and of the reality of the universe, his messengership is the universe's most brilliant light. Blessings and peace be upon him to the number of seconds of the days and particles of the creatures. Glory be unto you. We have no knowledge save that which you have taught us. Indeed, you are all-knowing, all-wise. Quran, Surah 2, verse 32.